Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Buckle up, because today's market was a real roller coaster. We saw that early rally just poof, vanish.
Yeah, a total fake out. S&P and NASDAQ up big, Dow up a whopping 1,400 points at one point, then bam, everything flips red. S&P closes below 5,000, down 1.6%. Ouch.
So, what happened? Those tariffs on China finally kicking in.
Definitely a factor. Those 104% tariffs are no joke. Plus, that weak demand for the 3-year note auction, not a good sign. Though honestly, stocks were already sliding before either of those hit the news.
So maybe some profit-taking. Selling into strength.
Sounds about right, and the mega caps and chip makers really took a beating. Apple, after being up almost 5%, closed down 5%. Nvidia, similar story, up over 8%, then finishes in the red.
Every S&P sector rolled over. Materials and consumer discretionary got slammed the hardest. But even financials, usually more resilient, dipped.
Even financials, down 0.4%. And the bond market followed suit. 10-year yield jumped up but then retreated.
Small business optimism took a hit too. That NFIB survey dropped to 97.4. Not encouraging.
Nope. And year-to-date numbers? Still ugly. Dow down 11.5%, S&P 15.3%, NASDAQ almost 21%, and the Russell 2000, even worse.
Let's talk about Levi Strauss. Big EPS beat, but the stock pulled back. Tariff concerns?
Yeah, they reaffirmed full-year guidance, which is huge considering the tariff uncertainty. But still, investors are understandably nervous. They're still assessing the long-term impact.
They're ditching Dockers, right?
Yeah, exploring a sale. Makes comparisons tricky, but overall, a solid quarter. Strong direct-to-consumer growth, women's business booming, that cinch baggy on TikTok, apparently a big hit.
So bottom line for tomorrow, what are we watching?
We'll keep an eye on how the market digests these tariffs. Any further weakness could be a buying opportunity, especially in those beaten-down tech names. But proceed with caution. This volatility isn't going anywhere fast.
So Levi's earnings, pretty interesting, huh? Beat EPS estimates, but the stock still dipped. Kind of a head-scratcher.
Yeah, a classic case of buy the rumor, sell the news, maybe. Plus, those looming tariffs are definitely weighing on investors' minds.
Right. But they did reaffirm their full-year guidance, which is a pretty big deal considering all the uncertainty.
Huge, especially with other companies lowering their forecasts. Levi's holding steady is a definite positive. Shows some confidence, you know?
So, what's their strategy for dealing with these tariffs? They mentioned something about sourcing from a bunch of different countries, right?
Exactly. 28 countries, to be precise. Spreads the risk a bit. And they're exploring selling off Dockers, which could streamline things further.
Smart move. Focus on what's working. And their direct-to-consumer sales are booming, aren't they? That TikTok craze with the cinch baggy jeans, who knew?
Yeah, that's been a surprise hit. Shows the power of social media marketing. And their women's business is doing really well, too. Lots of growth potential there.
So, overall, a solid quarter. But the tariff situation is still a big question mark.
Absolutely. They said the impact on Q2 margins will be minimal because most of their spring-summer inventory is already in the U.S. But the long-term effects are still unclear.
They're still evaluating, right? Makes sense. It's a complex situation. Lots of moving parts.
Totally. They mentioned pricing power as a potential lever too, but raising prices too much could hurt demand. It's a delicate balancing act.
For sure. And don't forget, a big chunk of their revenue, almost 60%, comes from outside the U.S., so they're not entirely dependent on the American market.
Good point. That diversification could be a key advantage in navigating this trade war. But still, investors are understandably nervous. This whole thing could escalate quickly.
Whoa, lots to unpack here. Treasury yields tailing, DOJ disbanding its crypto unit. Where do we even begin?
Let's hit the big stuff first. That Medicare rate boost could be a game changer for healthcare stocks. We'll have to see the details, but the Wall Street Journal says it's significant.
Interesting. And tariffs on whiskey? That's going to sting. The New York Times says the industry is bracing for impact.
Yeah, definitely something to watch. Now on the corporate front, AAR Corp forming a joint venture, AbbVie getting EC approval for Rinvoq, those are both positive.
AECOM snagging a design partnership with Sydney Water, good for them. An air lease with aircraft investment updates, always something happening there.
Alibaba upgrading its AI tools according to Bloomberg. That's a big one in the tech space. And speaking of tech, Apple consumers are apparently rushing to buy iPhones before tariffs hit, also per Bloomberg.
Smart move if you're in the market. Arcos Dorado focusing on mobile and loyalty programs makes sense in today's world.
Absolutely. Argan getting the green light on that EPC contract. Argenx with positive data at AAN. Lots of moving pieces.
AstraZeneca making waves at ESMID and getting EU approval for Datroway. Good news all around.
And Barrick Gold's Reko Diq project getting shareholder approval. That's a major development. Boeing getting an updated airworthiness directive for the 737. Hopefully that addresses some concerns.
Bore drilling with contracting updates. Broadcom authorizing a $10 billion share buyback. Wow.
BWLPG launching a buyback program as well. Cassie International snagging a $66 million task order. Defense sector staying busy.
Cartesian Therapeutics with positive results in myasthenia gravis trials. That's promising. And Core Scientific mining a boatload of Bitcoin.
CVS Health with a CFO transition and reaffirming guidance. Docebo promoting their interim CFO. Always interesting to see those internal moves.
Ecarx Holdings upping their share buyback authorization. They must be feeling confident. Euroseas with a new time charter contract. Shipping news.
Sad news about James W. Ayer's passing. He was a significant shareholder in FB Financial. Generac targeting the data center market with new generators. Smart play.
GM ending production of the gas-powered Cadillac XT6, according to CNBC. The shift to electric continues. Harley-Davidson still searching for a CEO.
Johnson & Johnson with positive data on nipocalimab for myasthenia gravis. Calvista Pharmaceuticals inking a licensing deal with Kaken. Japan's a big market.
Kura Oncology and Kyowa Kirin submitting an NDA for ziftomenib. Fingers crossed for them. Lloyds Banking getting a letter from the UK CMA. Never a good sign.
Magnachip Semi shutting down its display business. NASDAQ reporting March trading volumes. Always good to keep an eye on those. And Nyxoah. Well, we'll have to see what they're up to. Lots to digest here.
Whoa, lots of corporate action this morning. Where do we even start?
Let's hit the upgrades first. Agilon, Antero, Ares, Blackstone, a whole slew of them getting bumped up. Looks like some analysts are feeling bullish.
Oh, bullish, huh? Interesting. What about those target price increases? TD Cowen likes Antero, setting a $46 target. Citigroup's got AGCO and Knight Swift pegged for gains too.
Yeah, and don't forget Levi Strauss. JP Morgan's giving them the thumbs up, raising their target to $17. Solid quarter, despite the tariff worries.
Right. Speaking of tariffs, that potential fine for Taiwan Semiconductor, over $1 billion, that's huge.
Massive. That Huawei connection is causing some serious headaches. And then there's Peabody Energy. Bloomberg's reporting President Trump wants to boost coal use. Interesting timing, to say the least.
Interesting indeed. And what about those executive moves? PNC snagging a former BlackRock exec, PRA Group appointing a new CEO, lots of shuffling at the top.
Definitely. Union Bank shares creating a new COO position, always intriguing to see those internal shifts. And speaking of shifts, PDD, China's apparently not happy about their supply chain moves, according to Bloomberg.
Uh-oh, that could be trouble. And then there's Paramount, settling that lawsuit with President Trump. Glad to see that resolved.
Yeah, a mediator's involved, according to the New York Times. Hopefully that'll smooth things over. And on a lighter note, Rumble's suing the Canadian government. Free speech battle brewing.
Oh my, that sounds like a big one. What about those dividends? Sega Technologies is giving shareholders a nice little bonus.
Yeah, 60 cents a share, not bad. And V2X winning that $62 million Space Force contract. Defense sector staying busy. RTX and Delta teaming up to boost engine maintenance capacity. That's a big deal for the airlines.
Lots of moving parts this morning. Nyxoah with FDA updates, Pacira settling a patent lawsuit. Gonna be a busy day for traders.
Absolutely. Keep an eye on those pre-market movers, and don't forget to check those proxy statements. Lots to digest before the opening bell.
Whoa, lots of analyst action this morning. Upgrades, downgrades, new ratings. Where do we even begin?
Let's start with the upgrades. A bunch of familiar names getting bumped up. Rocket, Ross Stores, Schwab, SLB. Looks like some analysts are feeling bullish.
Oh, bullish, huh? Interesting. SkyWest getting a buy from Goldman Sachs, target of 117. That's a big jump.
Yeah, and Union Pacific getting a buy from Citi, target $244. Someone's betting on railroads.
What about those downgrades? AIG, Alcoa, AMD, ouch.
Yeah, not great news for those companies. American Air downgraded to sell at Goldman, target of $8, that's not good. And GE Aerospace losing its buy rating at President Capital Management.
Definitely some headwinds there. And what about those new ratings? Affirm Holdings getting a new buy at TD Cowen, target of $50. Coinbase too, overweight at Cantor Fitzgerald, with a whopping 245 target.
Someone's feeling optimistic about crypto. Equity Lifestyle Properties also getting a buy, Jefferies setting an $80 target, and a whole bunch of others. Iron Mountain, Inspired Entertainment, Kolaris Therapeutics, too many to list.
So, bottom line, what are we watching today?
Well, keep an eye on those newly rated stocks. See how the market reacts. And those upgrades and downgrades could create some interesting trading opportunities. But as always, do your own research. Don't just blindly follow the analysts.
All right, prepping for the Wednesday session. What's the lay of the land? Right.
Well, Tuesday's market sentiment was pretty bearish, especially towards the end of the day. SPY dropped significantly, and the volume spike on those down moves tells a story.
Oh, selling pressure, huh? Not good.
Exactly. QQQ followed suit, with tech stocks taking a hit. VXX is up, so fear is definitely in the air.
So what sectors are looking weak?
Energy and financials took a beating, and consumer discretionary and tech aren't looking too hot either. The defensive sectors, like consumer staples and utilities, held up better, though.
Makes sense. People flock to safety when things get dicey. What about earnings? Anything big on the horizon?
In Wednesday has DL NeoG and SMPL pre-market, followed by STZ and PSMT after the bell. Keep an eye on those.
Got it. And economic data? Anything to watch out for?
MBA mortgage applications, wholesale inventories, and EIA crude oil inventories are all dropping Wednesday. Could be market movers.
Right. Lots of data to digest. Any analyst upgrades or downgrades we should be aware of?
Wainwright likes Wave, Wedbush is bullish on WVE, and JP Morgan has reinstated WY as overweight. Those could see some action.
Interesting. So bottom line, what's the game plan for Wednesday?
Watch how the market reacts to the economic data and earnings reports. Those newly rated stocks could present some opportunities, but proceed with caution. This market is still pretty volatile. Don't forget to check those pre-market movers too. Lots can change overnight.
All right. So prepping for the open, and whew, things look a little dicey out there, huh?
Yeah, not exactly a sunny outlook. Tuesday's close was rough, SPY tanking, and that volume spike on the downswing, not a good sign. Real selling pressure.
Oh, selling pressure? So like a full-on risk-off environment?
Pretty much. QQQ followed SPY down the drain, tech getting hammered, VXX is up, so yeah, fear is definitely in the air.
Makes sense. So where's the weakness concentrated?
Energy and financials got clobbered. Consumer discretionary and tech also looking pretty shaky. The usual safe havens like consumer staples and utilities held up a bit better, though.
Right. Classic flight to safety. What about earnings? Anything big dropping today?
DL NeoG and SMPL pre-market, then STZ and PSMT after the bell. Definitely worth keeping an eye on those.
Got it. And the economic data front? Anything that could shake things up?
MBA mortgage applications, wholesale inventories, and EIA crude oil inventories, all coming out today. Those could definitely move the market.
Okay, so lots of potential catalysts. What about analyst activity? Any upgrades or downgrades we should be aware of?
Wainwright's liking Wave, Wedbush is bullish on WVE, and JP Morgan has reinstated WY as overweight. Those could see some action.
Interesting. Okay, so big picture, what's the game plan for today?
Well, first off, watch those key levels on SPY and QQQ. SPY support at 490 and 486, resistance at 501 and 507, QQQ support at 410 and 405, resistance at 422 and 427. Big moves if those break.
Yeah, big moves, huh? So like which way are we leaning?
Honestly, leaning bearish. That Tuesday sell-off, the volume, it's not painting a pretty picture. But if we get some surprisingly good economic data or earnings, things could turn around. Just got to be ready for anything.
Right. Always got to be nimble. So any specific setups you're watching?
Well, that WaveWriter AI analysis is pointing to some potential upside in those inverse ETFs, SQQ, TEX, TZA. If the bearish sentiment continues, those could be interesting plays. But, you know, do your own due diligence. Don't just blindly follow some AI.
For sure. Always got to think for yourself. Anything else traders should keep in mind?
Yeah, watch those pre-market movers. Things can change fast overnight. And don't forget to check those proxy statements. You never know what hidden gems you might find. Stay frosty out there.
All right, getting ready for the open, and wow, lots to unpack here. WaveWriter AI's got some interesting calls.
Yeah, they're pointing to some potential breakouts, especially in UPC, Yang, NWTG, and FXP. Lots of bullish sentiment there.
Bullish, huh? Interesting. But they also mentioned some overall sector weakness, right? Tech, finance, consumer goods, all a bit shaky.
Exactly. So it's a mixed bag. Some individual stocks showing strength, but the broader market, well, let's just say it's not exactly a party out there.
Right. So let's dive into these bullish candidates. UPC first. What's the story there?
Huge volume surges, price spikes, WaveWriter's predicting a move to 450, 470 in the next few days. Entry near 340, stop loss at 320.
Okay, so a pretty tight stop. Got to be quick on the trigger with that one. What about Yang?
Similar story. Big volume, price jump. They're looking for 68 to 70. Entry around 65, stop at 64.
Got it.
Targeting 290 to $3. Entry near 275, stop just below at 270.
Okay, and finally FXP?
They see it hitting 1760, 1780. Entry close to 1705, stop at 1690. Another tight one.
Yeah, gotta be nimble with these. So overall, what's the takeaway here?
Well, if you're feeling bullish, these four stocks could offer some nice short-term gains. But, and this is a big but, the overall market sentiment is still pretty bearish. So proceed with caution. Don't get too greedy.
Right? Don't want to get caught on the wrong side of a market downturn. Anything else traders should keep in mind?
Yeah, WaveWriter also gave us some levels on TZA, that inverse leveraged ETF, support at 2390, 2310, and 2285. Resistance at 2490, 2530, and 26. Could be a good hedge if things go south.
Smart. Always good to have a plan B. So bottom line, what's the game plan for today?
Watch those key levels on these breakout candidates. See how the market reacts. And if things start to get ugly, TZA could be a good way to play the downside. But as always, do your own research. Don't just blindly follow any AI, no matter how cool it sounds. Stay frosty out there.
All right, so getting ready for the open. And wow, looks like WaveWriter AI's got some interesting calls this morning.
Yeah, some potential breakouts shaping up. They're particularly bullish on UPC, Yang, NWTG, and FXP. Big volume surges and price spikes, definitely worth a look.
Bullish, huh? Interesting. But didn't they also flag some overall sector weakness? Something about tech, finance, and consumer goods being a bit shaky.
Exactly. It's a mixed bag. Some individual names showing strength, but the broader market, well, let's just say it's not exactly a party out there.
Right. So a bit of a tug of war. Let's dig into these bullish candidates. UPC first. What's the story there?
Huge volume, price jumping. WaveWriter's predicting a move to $4.50, $4.70 in the next few days. Entry near 340, stop loss at 320. Pretty tight stop. Gotta be quick on the trigger.
Okay, so not much room for error there. What about Yang?
Similar setup. Big volume, price jump, looking for 68, 70. Entry around 65, stop at 64.
Got it.
Targeting 290 through $3. Entry near 275, stop just below at 270.
Okay, and last but not least.
They see it hitting $17.60, 1780. Entry close to 1705, stop at $16.90. Another tight one.
Yeah, gotta be nimble with these. So, big picture, what's the takeaway?
Well, if you're feeling bullish and comfortable with tight stops, these four stocks could offer some nice short-term gains. But, and this is a big but, the overall market sentiment is still pretty bearish. So proceed with caution. Don't get greedy.
Right. Don't want to get caught on the wrong side of a market downturn. Anything else traders should keep in mind?
Yeah, WaveWriter also flagged TZA, that inverse leveraged ETF, as a potential hedge. Support at 2390, 2310, and 2285. Resistance at 2490, 2530, and 26. Could be a good way to play the downside if things go south.
Smart. Always good to have a plan B. So bottom line, what's the game plan for today?
Watch those key levels on these breakout candidates. See how the market reacts. And if things start to get ugly, TZA could be a good way to protect yourself. But as always, do your own research. don't just blindly follow any AI, no matter how cool it sounds. Stay frosty out there. And that's all the time we have for today's episode of Next Day Prep. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We really appreciate you joining us. Catch you tomorrow.